Now, you'd think at 44 years of age, coming into summer, I'm not quite bikini ready. And you'd think over the years I would stop buying the books, right? The Alkaline Diet, the Bloated Belly Whisperer, the fasting, the intermittent fasting.
Green only.
Now, I was having a juice the other day and it said, you know, use coconut oil. And I remember you said, no, there's no finding in this. Every book I read is contradicting itself. So, on behalf of me and for Spider's sake, who's been putting up with me for 10 years
Long
of dieting,
years.
What's the answer?
Seven words. Eat food, comma, and food is stuff that your parents and your grandparents recognise, not some sort of juice
that's
coconut
more than
and
seven
peanuts
words.
In it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Eat food, right. comma, mostly plants, comma, not too much. They're the seven words. So food is stuff that you recognise. Plants, you can go totally vegetarian, but you've got to really know your food to get all your nutrition,
yes.
except especially B12
right.
and iron. Right, and then not too much. There's a 20-minute time delay between when your tummy is full and your brain gets told about it. Oh. And that's because in the olden days, when we didn't have a guaranteed food supply, you'd come across, say, a dead dinosaur, and you'd keep on eating after you were full because you might not come across another one for a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
Eat food, comma, mostly plants, not too much. Plus, I know this is really boring, a bit of exercise, I'm sorry.
And
I read a study on women, and it turns out that the most effective thing for women is not what kind of exercise they do, so long as they're continually doing something. And it's really good if they drop this and go to another one, so they go from Pilates to yoga to pumping iron to mixed martial arts, cage boxing, to whatever you do, so long as you keep on changing and always be consistent, always be doing something. That's the best thing for you.
Damn it. Anyway, I thought you were going to say a spoonful of coconut oil like the book I just read, and it's all going to melt away.
Well, you read about the famous celebrities who have a baby and then 6 weeks later in their bikini in public,
yeah.
and they say, I don't know, it just sort of melted away. And then later, 5 years later, their trainer says, we went through hard training 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she denied it all, saying, I did nothing, it just sort of melted away.
Oh, trust me, I will be telling everyone if I'm exercising.
Mm. Yeah, Dr. Carl, what are the things that you don't know much about?
Geology, hematology, anesthesiology, gases, astronomy, astrophysics, car mechanics. I still don't know how to rebuild a diff. I can rebuild an engine, but not a diff.
Okay, so you got a little bit of time to learn.
Mate, it's never too late to have a happy childhood, but with the people coming through now, they'll be probably in the first generation to live forever, whereas I'll be in the last generation to die, thanks to the extra genetic knowledge that we'll have. So they'll, as they get older, as they get into their 10s and 20s and 30s, the treatments will come online, and they'll be able to bring their body back to an 18 to 25-year-old stage and then wear that body for the next 500 to 5,000 years. So they'll be effectively immortal.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Oh, like a Cameron Smith.
Yeah, exactly.
God, my kids get everything.
How is this for a Christmas present? A stocking stuffer. Dr. Carl's Surfing Safari Through Science,
yeah.
featuring holograms and plenty of tidbits like that. You'll be very smart after having read it. Thank you, Dr. Carl.
Thank you so much for having me on.
92.5 Triple M.